Hey, y'all, what's up? It's Mike of the website, blog, officially, unofficially known as iWatchMike.com. Yes, I'm taking a hiatus. iWatchMike.com is dissolved. It has disappeared into the internet, into the cloud. And eventually I'll come back. But you can still find me on Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. I'm just taking a break from the whole blogging thing. But I'm still going to do these recap shows because I feel it in my heart. I feel it's my duty to complete these, especially for The Walking Dead, since I've been doing this for, Jesus, quite some time. I have to finish. I almost didn't, but I figured I was just like, let me just enjoy The Walking Dead, the last season, where I don't have to do these things anymore. But then there was a part of me, and I was like, no, you have to finish it. What would Rick do? What would Rick Grimes do? He would finish it. So that's what I'm doing right now. So I'm going to talk about the latest episode I just finished watching with my cup of coffee. Yes, it is Wednesday, September 1st, a new month, Labor Day weekend. And I'm finally talking about The Walking Dead Find Me episode, season 10, episode 18, where I am calling this the dog origin story. We finally get to figure out, I finally get some answers on where Dog is from, how he met up with Daryl, what's Dog's backstory, what did he have in life before he met with Daryl? And we meet that. We kind of flip-flop over years, present time to flashbacks, which I thought I was going to get confused. I didn't get any confused, so kudos for keeping me right here focused to the writers and everybody, the director and everything else. In the beginning episode, we have the present, Carol and Daryl. I kind of felt like Daryl didn't want Carol coming around. I think he wanted to just have a solo ride with Dog, but Carol, being Carol, got on the bike and, you know, she thought it was harmless, but I could kind of feel Daryl's vibes. Like, he was just like, ah, fine, you can come. Come to find out, as they're out and about, there's definitely some animosity, some drama, some tension. Carol can feel it. It's not the normal Daryl feels that he always has. I mean, there's something bigger, obviously. And then as they're trying to find shelter, they run into this cabin, which I was like, oh, cool. They can stay there, and I'm sure zombies are going to attack, and it's all good, or somebody's going to be in there. Come to find out, Daryl has been there before. Dog recognizes the spot. And then we get that quick flash of a woman and Dog, and there's Daryl in the background. It goes to commercials, and I'm like, holy crap. This is where it all began. What happened? What are we going to see? And we do. Leah happens to be the woman who's living in this house. We find out she's lost her son. She's had some serious losses in her life, and she lives there by herself with Dog. They share each other's stories. It was a rough start, right? It was a rough start between Leah and Daryl, but they finally connected and got together. Literally got together. I'm sure I would love to see the reactions to this episode on YouTube, because I'm sure people were screaming like, finally, Daryl got some! Because obviously, right? That's what it seemed like. It showed Leah naked, right? And holding her hand, like, come to me, and he grabs it. So that had to have happened. So yeah, there it is. And even though they were doing the do, I don't know how long they were doing it, that still couldn't keep Daryl there. He was torn of being there with Leah, which I'm sure he really, really liked her. But then he was determined to find the body of Rick, because all throughout this episode, he is looking for Rick. That's the whole point. He's not leaving the forest. He's trying to find some type of clue, some type of body of Rick. I get it. I would probably do the same thing. I don't know. Leah was hot, so I don't. Either way, I'd probably go out there a little bit. I don't know what I would do. But we see this thing happening where it's going well, and then after time, it's not doing so well, because I think Leah can sense that Daryl goes out every day and is like 1 foot in the door and 1 foot literally out by the river looking for Rick. So we know that's going to happen. He winds up leaving. Then he realizes, I want to be with Leah. Meanwhile, Carol is still coming around and looking out for Daryl and giving him supplies, but eventually tells him that she can't come around as much, and it's going to be a minute because King Ezekiel and Henry, they're going through some drama at the kingdom. And he's like, cool, I'm cool. And you feel it. You feel like, oh, right, he picked it. He leaves a note because she's gone. Who knows? Did she leave? Did she get kidnapped? Personally, I think she got kidnapped. I think somebody snatched her. It could be the Reapers. I think she's part of that group, or I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm curious to see if we're going to see more. We're going to see any Leah in season 10, or is she going to pop up in season 11? I hope that's not the last of her. I'm curious to see what happened, because I think she was kidnapped. I think because the place seemed a little ransacked. It wasn't like it was all neat and nice. Crap was all over the floor. Like, yeah, there was a struggle there. So now Daryl's going to want to find out what happened. I guarantee you. And then this episode had some really good moments when Leah was sharing and Daryl was sharing. But man, that end scene between Carol and Daryl, present time, and Daryl just lays it into Carol. Woo! I was like, Daryl, chill out a little bit. I mean, we chill, but he let it out. And that last part where Carol's like, that's it. Our friendship, it's caught up to us. And she goes inside for a moment there. I know that Daryl said some crappy things, but I think he felt bad, right? He feels bad that he took it a little deep, but he had to say it. And now she sees how he really truly feels, and he's right. I mean, but then on the flip side of that, how many times have we watched Carol do something and going, yeah, Carol's the one. Yeah, she's the smart one. And yes, there is some collateral damage, but Carol sees the big picture, and it sucks, but it's true. Obviously Daryl is still pissed off at Carol for Connie. Yeah, there's a lot of baggage there, but I'm sure they'll be fine. Hell, they're getting their own spinoff, right? You can't be mad at each other and get your own spinoff. No way. So overall, I thought this was a really, really good episode. It leaves me, with some unanswered questions. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen in the remainder of season 10. And then of course, season 11 just recently started like 2 weeks ago. So, those are my feels. I really enjoyed I was enjoying it so much that I almost clicked to then watch the next episode, which is going to be Iron Man. What's his name? Aaron and, Father Gabriel. They've got some kind of story. I don't know what's going on with them and how they got split up from everybody, but I can't remember. But either way, I'm excited to see what happens with the remainder of season 10. So, thanks for tuning in, people. I've got to go do some work now. I'll probably check out another episode tomorrow morning with my coffee. Thanks for tuning in. Like I said, iWatchMike.com has been dissolved right now. I kind of I'm taking a break. I'm rebooting everything. But you can check out iWatchMike. No more iWatchMike. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. And if you don't want to do that, but you still want to listen to these podcasts and listen to my rants and raves, The Walking Dead Recap Show, just search it. You'll find the podcast also on there. I did World Beyond as well, season 1. So I kind of clumped them together. And then if you type in Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show, I have those as well. Those will pop up as well. But I'm catching up. I'm very behind on Fear of the Walking Dead. I have a bunch of stuff, my notes. I just haven't recorded it because life is just crazy right now. So everybody have a great Labor Day weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And I will talk to you really, really soon. Peace.